in this gospel reading, it's interesting to see Jesus makes this comparison between the rich people put money in and the poor woman. You notice that this poor woman, he really talks of her with love. He talks about her with love. You see, by today's, and it wasn't different back then, but a lot of times people think that, oh, if you're poor, if you're sick, if something bad happens to you, it must mean that God is angry with you, God hates you, or something like that. No way, Jose. No. He loves those who are poor. So when we get things, bad things happen to us, realize you're loved by God. God loves you. And just because bad things happen to you, that doesn't mean God wanted it to happen. Bad things happen because bad things happen. It's a part of the fall of Adam and Eve. But in this context, we talk about giving and what it is to give. How do we give? We look here in this story, not just a story, it's something that happened. Jesus is touched. His heart is touched by the gift that this woman gives. A penny, 2 pennies. His heart is touched by it. You see, in her poverty, she does something. She gives of herself. And now that gift is a means by which she enters into a relationship with Jesus. See, that's the whole point of it. That's the whole point of giving. It's not about so-and-so, it's about Jesus. So when we look at here, well, how does it apply to the Mass? When we have the people bring up their gifts, with the money and everything else, it goes right before this altar. I mean, the money you have goes like, there he is. It's like 2 feet, and what goes on the altar? That's going to be Jesus. 2 feet from Jesus is your sacrifice you make before him. You see, giving isn't just a matter of pragmatic thing. Oh, you got to do this, you got to do that, got to pay the bills, whatever. It's a means by which we also enter into relationship with Jesus. God sees the sacrifice. And a sacrifice he is pleased with when we give of ourselves. We have here, especially in the fall time, we have this produce right here, right? What does that symbolize? I mean, is it just there to make it look pretty? No, it's produce. What do? We do things with it. The farmers, right? We give our earnings to God, everything we have. So when we look at like the bread and the wine that come forward, right? The bread and the wine, what is that? What is that symbolic of? When we look at the prayers, right? It says, when I raise the host and the chalice, blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this bread we offer you. Through your goodness, we have the bread we offer you. God makes the wheat. God makes the grapes. We have this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. And work of human hands. See, we offer part of our sacrifice. We're cooperating with God's grace. God gives us the gifts to offer a sacrifice back to him. It's kind of like, you know that story of the father who teaches the son how to be a carpenter. The father takes the little son's hands into his big hands and holds the nail, and then takes the little son's hand and holds the hammer and guides the hammer onto the head of the nail. And then when the project's done, the father says, look what you did. You built this. You did it. And that's what's going on here at the Mass. He gives us the wheat, the grapes, and human hands make the bread and the wine. And so now we've got something to offer him in this sacrifice, because this is not just a table, this is an altar where a sacrifice is made. We're entering into relationship with God. And now, the amazing thing about this, what we offer, that is our life. That's our life going into that. So now when these gifts are brought up here, offer it up as a willed intention to this altar. Your work, your joys, your sorrows, your family, your friends, your school, your whatever it is, everything you have off to offer, offer that up willfully. Think about it. Pray for it while it's being offered up. Why would you want to do that? Because the bread and wine, what you offer here, and it's brought up on the offer, as I say here, pray, brother, that my sacrifice and yours, our sacrifice goes up here. Now, the bread and wine at the consecration is no longer bread and wine, but it becomes the offering of Jesus Christ himself crucified. The offering you make in the bread and wine now become one with Jesus Christ crucified. The ultimate act humanity has ever known. The most ultimate act of love. Your sacrifice is now offered with love itself. And now because it's linked to love itself, it brings grace to what you sacrifice. So if you're worried about a test, offer it up. God will be in that sacrifice. If you're having a hard time at work, offer it up with Jesus here on this altar. God will be in it. And God doesn't do it to take away suffering. He does it so that he can be with you in the suffering. And now suffering becomes a means by which we deepen our relationship with him. Friends are friends, right? Acquaintances are acquaintances. Acquaintances aren't there with you when you suffer, but good friends are. And Jesus has called us friends. And so now our sacrifice here is made one with him. Now the act of worship is no longer something we have to do, but it's something we get to do because now it becomes a means by which, in our struggles, grace enters into it. Grace enters not just here at this Mass, but now enters into the struggles that we offered up that are outside the Mass. Our work, our school, our friends, our family. Grace enters from the Mass into your world, into your life. This is awesome. That's why we want to do this. We want to offer this as a holy and acceptable sacrifice because Jesus Christ makes this sacrifice holy. That's why we want to give. That's why we would want to volunteer for St. Vincent de Paul. Because now grace enters it. You talk to anybody who's ever worked for St. Vincent de Paul, who hasn't done anything, they always say, I get so much more out of it than the other person. It's because of the mystery of the Mass. It's because of God's goodness. Becoming a knight, Knight of Columbus. Volunteering for all these things, coming up here and volunteering to be a lector, volunteering to be a server, volunteering to be an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion, volunteering for FHN, FACC, any of these things, going out to the care centers and praying with people at the care centers. They need your help. They need you to pray. All these things become a means of grace now. That's an awesome gift. And then, yes, what we give here in the collection, what we offer up here as bread and wine, all becomes a means of grace for us. You look at what happened here in this first reading. This woman, this is a crazy reading. I used to always read this and say, man, Elijah, this is just brutal. She's about to die and you're telling me, give me food? Denying her the ability to give Elijah food would be to deny her a year's worth of flour. Ever think about that? Because she gave, she got a year's worth of flour. So even in our poverty, if all you can give is a penny, then give a penny. You got to take care of your bills, but give something. Be active in this sacrifice so that God's grace can go out there. This is the key that unlocks the door to your life, to have God in your life and matter in your life. That's awesome. That is so awesome to have Jesus now offering you the ability to enter into your life, into everything. All that's in your heart, all your worries and concerns, he takes into his heart and offers it up before God as a pleasing sacrifice. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father. Boy, that just puts a whole new meaning to it, doesn't it? Glorifying God. The priest here is saying that. Now, Jesus is saying that. And we're all are offering this up as a holy oblation before God. And get this. This is the amazing thing about it. What we offered here comes back to you. We consume Jesus. We consume him. Body, blood, soul, and divinity. He gives himself entirely to us, holding nothing back. Get this. Even his divinity. Even but what is nature by his, we as adopted children get to receive. So our sacrifice comes back to us manifold. 10 times over, kajillion times over, infinitely times over. Because it's God. So I encourage you to enter into this relationship, this awesome relationship with Jesus through the Mass, through this holy sacrifice, to discover God's goodness and his love despite any opposition we might have in this life.